In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, the king Scott Engel, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Week 5 is just around the corner, but one game is already in the books. Patriots and Bucks, they are done. The Patriots going into Tampa and getting a win. And Corey, I felt, was a bit of an underwhelming game last night.
Didn't do it. Didn't go as well as we thought it would be. Listen, we didn't see as many kind of the offensive production that we thought we would saw from these two teams. We thought it would be a high scoring game. It was 55.5 total. It ended up in the 30s. So if you took the under, you was able to get that done. The missed field goals killed the Buccaneers in this one. Also, not one of Jameis Winston's best performances, but still gave you over 300 yards and a touch. Tom Brady also gave you over 300 and a touch. When you look at the fantasy numbers, Danny Amendola got it done. Hogan got it done. Cooks was decent. DeSean Jackson got it done. Doug Martin was decent. Really, the only Cameron Break got it done. The only real disappointment was Mike Evans. So for the most part, I think we didn't see what we wanted to as far as the NFL game. But for fantasy, Scott, I think we got what we wanted.
I think it was adequate, but I think people certainly expected more, Corey. It was adequate, but I don't think people wanted adequate. You saw if you popped Dwayne Allen in there, you were definitely frustrated because you got a Dunkin' Donut for breakfast.
And you had an expert tell you to play him.
And you wanted more than one touchdown pass from these quarterbacks. So it was adequate enough. You didn't have blow-up games. The best take from it was the way that Doug Martin played, though. He looked really good.
Look, people did put up points. The majority of the players did get theirs for the most part. But as a Tom Brady owner, he left like 3 touchdowns on the field.
The one guy who did exceed expectations, though, Steven Gostkowski scored 15 points last night.
I'm getting sick of these kickers. Yeah. I really am.
They end up saving a lot of fantasy weeks. People don't want to talk about them.
It's a part of football.
Yeah,
look at a real game. Look at the difference of that game last night.
That's
with
true.
Nick Volk missing kicks.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, people always
say how real they want to make fantasy.
But man, we can't, for what we do, we can't project this.
But Gronkowski's they're going to score a lot of points. He's usually going to be atop the leaderboard. Justin Tucker's usually going to be money on
Justin Tucker has not been good this year.
I worry about that because what if we start getting people calling up asking us which kicker to play? There's nothing we can do to tell them that.
It's so random. It's like it's a part of it, but it drives us crazy because it's so random. Justin Tucker has not been good. Greg Zuerlein scored 27 points last week.
Yeah.
27.
Game breaker, I think.
That's a game breaker. That might have been number one fantasy performer of the week last week. He's definitely at least top five. The damn kicker. So no, I don't like the kickers. I don't like kickers in
fantasy.
It's
very unpredictable, but it ends up saving your week sometimes.
And it can end up sinking. Let me have Greg Zuerlein going against you in week 15 tonight, and he dropped a 30 burger on you. You would make an excuse.
No, I wouldn't. But it wouldn't happen because I usually beat you anyway.
We take a break. We come back. We got a bit of a fantasy debate going on. We get back into it. Talk about all the games in Week 5. Next.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Back here, Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Play a little football, guys. We're going to back this conversation in a little bit. We got a whole bunch of games on the schedule, and I wanted to get into them and break them down for you. Of course, the headlines before we do. Michael Crabtree practiced in full over the earlier this week. He should be good to go on Sunday. CJ Prosser still not practicing. We'll see if he is a go for Sunday. Doug Baldwin back at practice in full while we're still waiting to find out how the Green Bay offense breaks itself down. Tom Montgomery is limited. Jamal Williams in full. We'll see what Aaron Jones gets. We'll also see probably on Sunday if Sam Bradford will practice here coming up. Sam Bradford will practice at the end of the week, and if he will play, make his return to the lineup in Minnesota. I know, Matt, you want to wait here a little bit on Sam Bradford because God knows he's in his knee.
Yeah, no, look, it's tough to play him. It really is. Even if he does get the start, I want to play him and stuff. I own a lot of Diggs. I even own some Thielen. I used to own Cook, but that's a thing of the past. But, you know, it's a tough situation. I think this knee is really bad. It's not just a bone bruise. It's a bone bruise on a leg that's been repaired a couple of times. That we can't even see this. There's so much scar tissue, we can't even see it. So it's tough. I mean, if I own Ty Montgomery and he's a game-time decision, I'm not playing him this week.
Yeah, I think he's going to be ruled out personally. I know you have the same mindset with Sam Bradford, as we've heard from inside injuries before. It's really a thing. How much fluid is there around the knee and how much pain does that cause and how much can you manage it? It's really a touch and go situation, and we're not going to know until game time. It's if there's a lot of the fluid around the knee has dissipated, from what I understand, then he should be able to go. But you don't want to when there's still a lot of edema around the knee, because that could lead to something worse.
Absolutely. So, hey, let's talk about some of these games one by one here. Buffalo and Cincinnati, Matty. Scott thinks if Buffalo doesn't win, it's a bad look by them. They go into Cincinnati as the underdogs to Cincinnati. What do you expect here from a fantasy perspective?
I think this is going to be a tough game played by both teams. I like both their defenses. The interesting thing is I think the line opened at 1. It's now up to 3, and the total is moving up. So I think this is a tough spot for the Bills. Also, because it's back-to-back road games. You got to take that into consideration. It's back-to-back road games, and it's 3 of the last 4 weeks on the road. I never liked that. I've been totally wrong on the Bills all year. But 3 out of the last 4 weeks on the road, that team usually, it doesn't end well for that team.
I just realized I'm going to take Buffalo as my survivor pick, because every week on this show, Matt talks the Bills down, and then they end up winning. So he always lays out why it's not going to be good. He always said it's not going to be good for the Bills this week. Why? And then they play well.
I'll tell you one thing though: if you look at the betting trends and teams that play on the road 3 out of 4 weeks, I don't have the stat in front of me or something. I think it heavily favors that the road team. That team does not play well.
They are playing a 1-3 team, but this will be a defensive game. Geno Atkins is playing great. Burfict is back. On the other side, the Bills have been playing really, really good defense. So this is not going to be a high-scoring affair. I like both fantasy defenses. Cincinnati is a terrific stream this week.
And you like the Bills hat, by the way, that you're wearing today. I like that. It's cool.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Wearing the hat all week. Well, Greg, you just seen the damn hat just now? He's had the hat for like a month,
I'm
Greg.
Not saying he hasn't. I was looking at it.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at it. I was like, that's cool.
Sorry,
that's cool
Mrs.
Hat.
Sorry, I apologize, Mr. Sussman.
At least
is that an apple in your pocket, or are you just glad to see it?
Definitely not an apple.
The New York Jets head to Cleveland.
We're not talking about the controversy?
Well, I'm sorry you weren't here to start the segment, so I had to move on.
Never mind then, because I was talking about whatever, mind.
No, Cleveland please. And
the
Jets.
The teacher issued a syllabus, okay? He's following it.
Forget the Jets in Cleveland. Nobody gives a crap anyway.
This is the thing with the thing. This is the thing with the Mike Clay thing, right?
Okay, hold on. Before you start, though, for the television viewers, lay out exactly what happened.
So basically, I thought y'all did this already.
No, we did it during the radio hour.
You left, so I moved on.
All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
It was a situation. Mike Clay was on set last night doing SportsCenter, doing the big-time fantasy celebrity TV thing. He left Gronk in his lineup, going against Matt Modica. The commissioner, who's the all-in kid, this is the Flex League, approaches Matt Modica. Matt's like, this is BS, whatever, go back and forth. Come to find out, Mr. Sussman went and looked at the
He wanted to take Gronk out of his lineup.
Wanted to take Gronk out of his lineup after the game had started.
He was texted at
8:50. Mr. Sussman, look at the receipts. Mike Clay is all up and down Twitter at this whole time. Right? Now, this is the thing with Clay, though. You see, Clay quoted and retweeted Schefter Gronkowski is not expected to play tonight versus Bucks per source. Add and start Dwayne Allen, which is horrific advice.
He should get Dwayne Allen, in my opinion.
Not just in hindsight, but in like beforehand, that's horrific advice. You've never heard us mention anything about Dwayne Allen. Now, this is where I can see why you kind of got to play it coy. This is me, devil's advocate. Somebody text Clay and was like, that's horrible advice. I wish I did not listen to you. He starts to go back and forth with them. You see what I'm saying?
I can read it, actually.
That's how sensitive Clay is.
Process was fine. You're telling me if he snaps a tight end and a great O is usually going to end in a net zero? Nah. Well, I wasn't expecting a zero, but he's horrible and hasn't been quite some time. It's not like the opportunity wasn't there, but it was a knee-jerk reaction. No, it wasn't. Not even a little. And this is fantasy football, not a talent ranking. Opportunity is what it's all about. And sure, but say and start, without then saying who you start him over, I think it's a bit of a rush call. Yeah, I'll just answer 100 sit starts next time and not up to the ranking.
See, now, when
you answer the questions for thousands. Okay.
Now, when he's going back and forth with a troll like this, that shows that he's sensitive. So his thinking is, oh my God, I got that league where I got Gronk in. What if one of these guys see this and they can call me on it? That's why he was texting, because you see from this tweet that he can't handle the pressure.
I am trusting you on this. Definitely going to angry tweet at you when Dwayne Allen drops a bagel tonight, LOL. Clay responds, don't worry. If he does great, I'll get 2 positive tweets. If terrible, I'll get 150 negative. Emoji.
By the way, what time were these tweets going out?
These tweets were before the game started. Lineup lock.
He quoted Ash after, what, 7 o'clock?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying right there. So you got to look at it. Clay, like, on set, doing the TV thing, the fantasy celebrity thing, I get it. I've been
on big budget movies on set, setting lineups. So I've done it in Hawaii. I've done it in Victorville.
It doesn't matter whether you're on SportsCenter or you're in your basement. You know, it's like lineups lock, and that's it. I think, you know, Scott, you
lived in Bristol. You was doing the ESPN thing. Yeah. How hectic can that situation be as you're getting close to kickoff?
Well, I wasn't on the television side. I was on the digital side. I can't really speak to that, but I have done other television things where I can sit, like, look, the lineup's locked and that's it. I've never been in that sort of position. I'm celebrating 20 years in fantasy sports.
How
are
you
going to
celebrate?
Right?
Break it up.
I'm celebrating 20. Hey. I've never, ever, ever in my entire career, and this is with all due respect to Mike Clay or anybody else, I've never had a situation where I've asked somebody to reverse my lineup after a game has started. I've always been of the mindset, and I'm not saying it's happened to me 2 or 3 times over the years. You take the bullet. And that's it. But Mike Clay obviously had time to do Twitter and other things. I think at 8:50 he realized, oh, crap, I forgot to do this. And it was too late.
The second occurrence in 5 days in this league.
Second time in 5 days where something happened in the flex.
Somebody forgot to take Willie Steed out of the lineup on Sunday.
So basically what I'm saying, but you see Clay is sensitive. So he's not going to be able to handle if somebody got a hold of that.
See all the tweets he had there, and Scott said he could have DM'd Jake on Twitter. He could have texted. I asked Jake. I said, did he text you before 8 p.m.?
Yeah.
He said no.
He was on Twitter. He could have DM'd Jake.
Chose not to, and I think we know why now.
But you know what? Ultimately, it's on the commissioner to shut this down, and if you don't want to take off Mike Clay, for whether he's ESPN or you're good friends with him, to say, look, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I still wish you good luck this week. That's it. You know, as long as you're not a jerk about it, and how you present it to the guy that you know the lineups have locked, you don't have anything to worry about.
Would anybody, if it was week 13 or the first week of the playoffs, I think people would be like, no way.
I'm still like, no way.
No, I understand, but I'm trying to heighten the point.
Yeah, I can't. You know, I can't get behind it still. I'll be excited if you guys mention it to Jake at some point this morning. You have 2 hours of Fantasy Football Frenzy, of course, comes your way in just a little bit here. I'll go back to football now. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool. I just wanted to throw that out there. Okay. So there you go right there. It's kind of what it boils down to, you know, the sensitivity factor of it.
Do you have an opinion on the Jets in Cleveland? Anything you're watching for?
I'm putting Isaiah Crowell in my lineup.
Are you?
I think Duke Johnson's probably going to be the best Cleveland running back out there, you know, especially if game script, you know, bites the Browns again.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm going to grow in my lineup also, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to play both in leagues I have. Like, you know, I have some Duke Johnson, I have some Crowell.
bye weeks, Jermaine Curtis and Robbie Anderson are good plug-ins, and Austin Seferi and Jenkins.
Are they good plug-ins?
I think so. Get that Cleveland
ASJ
defense.
I think is.
Do you want, Scott, can I interest you in Jermaine Curtis or Robbie Anderson?
What? Not for Antonio Brown, but, you know.
For anybody else in your team?
Take a look. Tell me who you want.
I'll do that during the break. Yeah. We'll be right back. Roto Experts in the morning. A lot more games to cover. We'll do that next here. Back after this.
Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
We continue here with Sunday Plays.
Thursday.
Talk about players playing on Sunday.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. Hey, let's get into the Carolina Panthers, the Detroit Lions. Is there a chance this is a defensive battle?
This is a defensive battle. Detroit playing good. D. Carolina, obviously, at strength of their unit is at the defense. What I'm curious to see about this one, can Amir Abdullah keep it up going against that stout D-line at the half for the Carolina Panthers? And also, was Cam Newton a fluke last week? This was Newton's game last week a fluke? Or do we see all we see in Newton getting healthy and getting back into form? I'm going to bank on the side that Newton's game last week was a fluke.
Scott Engel. What are you looking for, buddy?
I'm probably in the passing game.
Carolina-Detroit, Scott.
What?
Talking about Carolina-Detroit.
I know what we're talking about.
Oh, okay, my bad.
All right? You know, go put your shoes on. I think Theo Riddick, might have something of a role here because the Carolina Panthers are vulnerable to pass-catching backs. If you need, like, Darius Slay is probably going to be on Kevin Benjamin if they play man. But if they play zone, you don't know. But I think Devin Funchess plays a role here and is a good bye week plug-in.
I think this is a really interesting game. If the Panthers win this game, how do we view the Panthers? They're going into Detroit.
Proving that's a great good win. Very good win. I like Detroit's playing well right now.
I think this is a tight game. Another, like, nail-biter. I'd give the slight edge to Detroit, but I don't think Cam was a fluke. I think he is getting better. Problem is, he's got all this controversy from the foolishness that he did earlier in the week. He made the apology last night. So let's see what happens on Sunday.
Okay. Yes.
Don't even defend it, Corey.
I'm not trying to defend it.
I can't remotely defend it.
I'll tell you off air. I'm not going to go there. No, because I think what he did was extremely stupid. But there's a part of that I'll discuss with you off air.
San Francisco at Indianapolis. Okay.
Everybody's like, tap out, Corey. There's no reason to die on that hill.
this could be a good game for some fantasy players. Ex-Colt Pierre Garçon faces a very vulnerable secondary.
Look at that. It's revenge game.
Dr. Moncrief also has something of a good matchup here. Frank Gore, revenge game for him, too. He played for the Niners from 2005 to 2014. He could score a touchdown here. Jacoby Brissett, decent plug in this week. So there's a few things for to watch in this game. Carlos Hyde might be a good daily play as well.
It's an interesting game in the fact that it's these two teams. The Colts have played, at home better than we've thought. They played the Cardinals really tough. They pretty much dominated the Browns. And I'm hoping, I have Hoyer in the flex cup. He's my second quarterback right now with Luck still yet to play a game. So I'm hoping it's Hoyer to Garçon early and often.
These two teams have both allowed over 35 points per game to opposing wide receivers. If you are super, super desperate in a large league, and I'm saying only super desperate in a deep league, and there's nobody out there, pick up Trent Taylor.
That's desperate. That's desperation. Yeah. That's desperate. Well, you know what's funny? Every time I watch Trent Taylor, I'm like, this guy's going to have value at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's this week, but
against the Colts?
It's possible.
The Colts allow 35.6 fantasy points per game to opposing wide receivers.
It's possible. I don't hate it, Scotty. I really don't. don't know if I can recommend playing him, but like, I see it at some point being a thing. I really do. The Tennessee Titans and the Miami Dolphins, fantasy executive.
Tennessee Titans, Miami Dolphins, another situation where you want to get players in the passing game involved in this one. Miami's not really stopping nobody, and we see Tennessee's in that same mix as New England and what's the boys they played last night, the Buccaneers, where you can get on the back of them. So I like Devontae Parker. He's in all my lineups this week in that wide receiver two, wide receiver three range. When you look at the rest of the Dolphins thing, maybe this is a game where they can get Jay Ajayi going. People out there talking about streaming Jay Cutler this week, good luck. I would not do that. I'm not going to tell you to do that. I can't do that. If Mariota plays, I like the pieces. If Castle plays, I think you got to kind of get off of him and lean on DeMarco Murray.
The most points allowed to opposing wide receivers by any AFC team is the Titans, 44.5 points per game. Now, I don't start Jay Cutler against anybody, like Corey said, but Devontae Parker has yet to have his breakout game. It could be this week, but I still wouldn't start Cutler. If Mariota plays, Rashard Matthews, he's got the revenge game, but he's good anyway regardless. I don't know what you can expect from DeMarco Murray, because outside of one big 75-yard run this season, which you don't take away, he hasn't shown much.
Continuing on here, you have the Los Angeles Chargers, New York Giants. Matt, somebody's going to get their first win of the year. Fantasy-wise, I've heard a lot of people, including on the BFFs, talk about how they think the routes that Tyrell Williams runs is actually going to have him against Janoris Jenkins rather than Keenan Allen against Janoris Jenkins, which would be a big boon to Allen's value. What are you looking at here?
Yeah, I think both teams, fantasy-wise, this should be a shootout. I'm hoping it is. It'd be very entertaining. The game could possibly end in a tie. So maybe nobody gets a win. But, yeah, no, I'm not a giant running back guy, so I'm not starting any of those giant
Nor
running
should
backs.
You.
You know, I think that's just playing with fire. Why go there? There's got to be a better option. But Keenan Allen, I don't care who's on him. I'm starting Keenan Allen every week.
Unless you have Travis Kelce or Zach Ertz, you are playing Hunter Henry if you can. The Giants allow 22 fantasy points per game to opposing tight ends, easily the most in the NFL.
I can see Antonio Gates backdoing this thing. I can really see Antonio Gates backdoing this.
I think they can both score.
What do we say? Death, taxes, and Giants giving up a touchdown to the tight end.
This is the truth. Greg, can you look at snaps for Antonio Gates and Hunter Henry?
Sure.
Also, if Odell Mrs. Beckham, Sussman. If it's Odell Beckham, is, don't tell the teacher what to do. If Odell Beckham is being covered by Casey Hayward, I think Sterling Shepard has a really good game. The Chargers overall.
You think Casey Hayward can handle Odell Beckham?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
But I said if he's covering Odell Beckham, that's good for Sterling Shepard, I believe. Because they got Hayward, but you know they lost Ferret on the other side.
Hey, no, but no, none of them can stop Odell Beckham. I didn't say that. Okay, no, but
I said to I'm going to repeat it.
Why are you getting upset?
Because you're not listening to me.
I'm giving my opinion.
I didn't say that nobody's going to shut down Odell Beckham.
I said because he's going to be locked up with Beckham. That Shepard's going to be on the other side getting his
Sterling Shepard, as Scott likes to call him.
Yeah,
leads the NFL in yards from the slot.
I like it.
The Chargers are allowing 34.3 fantasy points per game to opposing wide receivers.
Yeah, they're going to get theirs. The Giants receivers will get theirs, except for Marshall.
This isn't working. He's a bum. I don't understand.
Greg, do I have to do this, Mr. Sussman?
No, I'm here. I don't know why it's not loading.
You need me to do this, Mr. Sussman?
No, what I found interesting, Corey, about that game last week, Hunter Henry came out when they were in the red zone. They put him back in the next play. He made that great catch and a touchdown.
That was an awesome play.
He is one of the best players on that team, and he needs to be on that field. Antonio Gates had a terrific, fantastic, all-world career.
I wouldn't
be surprised if each of them score a touchdown.
By the way, everybody does talk about the Giants' defense. They are allowing 17.5 points per game to opposing quarterbacks. You know, if you have to, you could use Phillip Rivers. He's going to put up some yardage.
Antonio Gates has played in 60% of the team's snaps so far this season. Hunter Henry's played in 53.
You can do that faster than me.
Yeah. So,
I think they could both do something.
Henry's the most talented guy.
Yeah.
If I had to start one, I would start Henry. I'm just saying the Gates thing might go down and eat up the Henry love. That's all I'm saying.
I think they can both produce.
So basically what I'm saying is if somebody go on your wire and they scoop up Henry, don't fret. Gates is still out there, and Gates is still playing more.
You know what could happen? It's
so you'd Hunter recommend Henry. Gates over Dwayne Allen?
Huh?
You'd recommend Antonio Gates over Dwayne Allen?
Yes, I would.
Can I put one in my lineup right now? Hunter Henry can catch a 45-yarder over the middle, and then in the next play, Gates can score. They both can be relevant.
Let's move on to a different game here. Let's move on to the Arizona Cardinals and the Philadelphia Eagles, Scotty.
Yeah, the team that has allowed the most passing yards in the NFL is the Philadelphia Eagles. My lineup ranks on rotoexperts.com.
Really?
Right now, I have Carson Palmer at number 6 overall. You roll Brown out there. Fitzgerald obviously is going to get his. I wouldn't start any of those running backs. You know, on the other side, look, Arizona traditionally is good against the tight end, but you know Zach Ertz is going to get his. Patrick Peterson, I think, caps the ceiling of Alshon Jeffrey. If you're desperate, again, if I say you're desperate, you know, Nelson Aguilar's boom or bust. You know, maybe somebody you want to consider, or even as a DFS punt.
Yikes. Yeah, you know, I'm starting the quarterback. I'm starting Carson Palmer. As Corey likes to say, it ain't pretty, but he's been throwing for over 300 yards. They have no running game. So Ellington, you know, Fitzgerald. The question is, do you go Jaron Brown? Does John Brown play? Because I've seen John Brown and J.J. Nelson both were limited yesterday, so it's kind of an iffy there.
Yeah, when you look at this situation right here, you start from the Arizona side. Don't watch it, but Carson Palmer is an excellent streaming option. Always be wary of the 1 o'clock West Coast team playing on the East. They normally drop duds when they do that. I like Ellington a lot this week. I'm gonna get him into my lineups. I think it's check baby 1-2, especially when that D line gets after what's son name, Palmer. So I think that's how that goes, how that plays out. As far as Philadelphia, you already know the pieces. The interesting thing, what I like to see what my colleagues think, is when it comes to LeGarrette Blount and Wendell Smallwood, what do you do? Because I got some spots where I'll be honest with you, I'm probably playing Blount this week.
Well, yeah, the Cardinals have been
pretty good against the run.
But Blount is averaging the most yards after contact in the NFL. I think he's a top 20 running back this week.
And Corey Clement is a sleeper, by the way. He's a running back.
Monitor Smallwood. He's missed 2 practices in a row.
We take a break. We come back. Mike Florio joins the program. It's time to play Is Mike Lyon. Let's see if Corey decides to play this week. We'll be back right after this.
See you, Corey.
I'm out.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the morning. That time of the week. Matt Modigo, you're the defending champion. Is Mike Lyon. How's it feel to be back on your perch?
It does feel good. I'm not going to lie. I will go first.
You will go first in this
yes.
one.
Wait a minute. I got a question from last week that I'm not sure about the answer. Can I resubmit it?
Yo! That's crazy. Son said, add and start Dwayne Allen immediately. Yikes.
Mike Florio. Good morning,
man.
I don't know
how
he talks. What's up?
You know, buddy.
Culturally biased impression.
I worked with him for a while. Let me tell you something. What? Right quick, full disclosure. I worked with Sun for a while. So this is when I was going through, like, you know, I'm talking about Mike Clay. This is when I was going through, like, a lot of controversy with the people over there at the mothership on the 37th floor. And they tried to bring Clay into it. And Clay was like a gangster with it. Clay was like, nah, we got this covered. We don't need nothing from y'all. I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that from you, but good looking out. The people that I thought were going to be the tougher ones and have my back, though, they're the ones that rolled on me. You feel what I'm saying? That'd be the lost time.
Just for the record, that's not the mothership.
Let's hit the music and let's play Is Mike Lyon. Mike, but Matt Modica is up first.
Remember, all these questions do not count last night's game.
Thanks, Mike.
Speak up a little.
Should have got up early.
Yeah, talk loud. Talk louder, Mike. Need some more bass in your voice.
Yeah, you got up early this morning and added.
Russell Wilson leads all QBs in pass attempts inside the 10-yard line.
I'm going to say true.
False.
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 You guys listen to the Seahawks fan, and you should not have. This is true.
Matt Modica gets on the board early.
Here we go again, Florian.
A 1-0 victory. A 1-0 lead. Matt Modica after one. Question number two, please.
Matt Stafford leads all quarterbacks in comebacks this season.
Scott, whenever you're ready.
In comebacks?
That's an interesting one right there.
I'm going to say false.
I feel like I just heard this the other day. Were they on TV last week? This is the team that was on TV last week.
They're all on TV.
No. I'm going to go false, Mr. Sussman.
I'll say false.
I want to say true, but I'm going to go false on this one as well.
It is Paul. He has one comeback this year. There is one quarterback who has more.
One quarterback's got more comebacks this year.
This
Scott, it's on you.
The dude that I was watching last week.
Russell Wilson?
Incorrect. But not surprising.
He got you with that one, Scott. He got you good with that one. I'm going to go with... What was this game that I was watching and they mentioned
that's
this?
One.
I
think he's homeboy.
I think I might have
it. I think I might have it also. I have two guesses. Hopefully one of them's right.
Oh, man. Trevor Siemian.
No.
Alex Smith.
That's a good guess.
I know he has one, for sure. It's New England. Do another guess, so hopefully it gets back to me.
You know what? I'm going to change my thought, and I'm going to go with Tyrod Taylor.
No.
Okay. Ooh, that was a good one, though.
Scott?
Matt Ryan.
That was my other guess.
No.
Oh, nice. Good.
I'm glad that was wrong. Andy Dalton. They only got one damn win.
No.
Culturally biased game.
Of course, Florian would razz you because he idolizes you.
I will go with Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Dak Prescott?
No.
What's the answer, Florian?
It was a quarterback that had a national TV game the other day. Carson Palmer.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
Was it fourth quarter comeback? Like, are you down at any point in the game? Because I don't know how this question works here, to be honest with you. But no points are awarded. So whatever. Question number three.
Carlos Hyde leads all running backs in red zone target.
Whenever you're ready.
Corey's on his phone.
Oh, boy. Carlos Hyde, false.
Red zone targets. False.
He does have a lot of targets.
He does.
But I'm going to say false as well.
True.
It is false. He has four. Three running backs have more.
A lot of guesses here. Get those guesses on. Mr. Executive?
Todd Gurley.
Mm-hmm. No.
Ooh. Okay.
He's tied with Carlos Hyde.
I'll say James White.
No.
Kareem Hunt?
No.
Duke Johnson?
No.
Okay.
Melvin Gordon ain't been staying in the game long enough for it to be Melvin Gordon. I'm going to say Andre Ellington.
No.
Okay. I'm going to go with Tariq Cohen.
Correct.
Nice. Very nicely done. Alvin Kamara.
Correct.
How many more left?
One more and one guess from Scott.
One more. Buck Allen.
Darn it.
No. This is the one that was a little harder to get. C.J. Anderson.
Oh, wow. C.J. Anderson catching a bunch of balls inside the red zone. All right. Matt has two.
Three.
You have three. Oh, all right. I have two. Everyone else has one. Is that correct, Florio?
No, Matt has four. Greg has three. Corey, two. Scott, one.
All right. Four, three, two, one. Question number four.
This game is culturally biased.
Question number four, please.
The Italian guy always wins.
According to UberFacts, in the Wild West, one in every 25 Cowboys were black.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Well, were you watching Tarantino movies last night?
It's not a culturally biased game anymore. He's trying to mix it up.
It's true.
I'm going to go true as well.
How many Cowboys?
Wait a minute. Hold on. We talking Western Cowboys or Dallas Cowboys?
Western Cowboys.
Okay.
In the Wild West, one of every 25 Cowboys was black?
Yes.
That's a very low percentage.
Scott?
False.
This is true.
Point for Scotty. This is false.
Wow.
It was one in every four.
Wow.
Oh, 25% of the Cowboys was black. I didn't know that.
How about that? Point for Scotty. Ties Corey up at two. Matt is four. I have three. Question number five, please.
Who knew?
Florio did.
Yeah, no, he looked it up.
He was watching Django last night.
That is a good movie. Melvin Ingram leads all players in sacks this season.
In what?
Sacks. Melvin Ingram leads the NFL in sacks.
I'm going to say false.
True.
False.
False.
This is false. One player has more.
I know who it is.
Who got the first shot?
Mr. Lawrence?
That is correct.
Wait a minute, hold on. He didn't say his full name.
It's a point for Matt right there. Scores, please.
Matt has six. Greg, four. Corey, three. Scott, two.
Six, four, three, two. Question number six,
I got the black
please.
Cowboy right, though. It's my wheelhouse.
You are the urban cowboy.
Yes, the urban cowboy.
Urban cowboy.
Question six. Carson Palmer leads all quarterbacks in game-winning drive.
False.
Oh, boy. False.
True.
I said false.
This is false. He has two. One player has more.
Scott?
Matt Ryan.
No.
Jared Goff.
Ooh.
No.
Who did you say, Scott?
Matt Ryan. Falcons.
Yeah, I know what team you passed for.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
No.
Carson Wentz.
No.
Tyrod Taylor.
No.
Of course not.
They have more wins from Seattle.
Oh.
Talk to me in December.
I like that one. Game winning drives. Not Jared Goff. Give me Matthew Stafford.
No.
I will select. No, that's not right either. Damn it. Alex Smith.
Correct.
There it is. There it is. It's a big point for me. 1 minute remaining. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back. We'll finish up the game. Remember, go to RoyalExperts.com/DKMS to try and stop blood cancer. We're looking for you to become a bone marrow donor. And if you just want more information on how to do that, please check it out. RoyalExperts.com/DKMS. You'll also enter in your lineup for this week over at RoyalExperts.com/DKMS for a chance to qualify to go to the Super Bowl. All you got to do is win a daily fantasy contest once, and then you qualify for week 17. And our games, rotoexperts.com/DKMS.
Go to rotoexperts.com today. Mike Waterloo's picks and complete DKMS preview.
There you go.
Yeah.
Rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Is Mike Lyon wraps up? Can Mike defend and Matt defend his crown? Find out next. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. This point. All right.
Yeah, you good. You good.
All right.
You good.
Jake Seeley, sir, how are you? Well, we'll find out how he is coming up in the Fantasy Football Frenzy in just a few moments. It's gonna be fun. Hopefully. All right, Mike Florio, you are here. We got a good game on our hands. I'm 1 point down from Matt. Corey's in the mix. Sky's in the mix. Question number 7, I believe, is up next, and that's Corey Parsons.
Greggy, you're 2 points back.
2 points back? I just got the extra question right.
You're trying to cut me out.
But you got that one wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And Matt got that question right.
So what's the score?
You're right. It's like it's 7-5. 7-5.
Corey 4, Scott 3.
7-5, 4-3. All right. You're absolutely right, Mike Flora. I'm sorry.
Ridiculous.
Question number 7, please.
Game is stupid.
Aaron Rodgers leads all quarterbacks in completed passes.
True.
False.
Sure.
There was no order in that.
Yes.
No, it's not your turn. You're last.
I said it's my turn.
Scott, you make the damn rules.
Yes, I do.
He said true. I said true.
Completed passes. I said true.
False.
Point for the king. Two quarterbacks have completed more passes than Aaron Rodgers.
Deshaun Watson.
No.
Tom Brady.
No.
Drew Brees.
No.
Carson Palmer.
Correct.
What a turn for the king.
This game is so stupid.
I have a good guess.
Dak Prescott.
No, and not surprising.
Eli Manning.
Hey, Florio, F off. How about this?
Greggy, not surprising, but correct.
There it is. I told you. I knew it as soon as I figured it out. Scores, please.
What was your answer?
Eli Manning.
Okay.
I'm not playing no more.
7 for Matt, 6 for Greg, 5 for Scotty, and 4 for Corey.
7-6-5-4. Question number 8, please, Michael.
Kick myself for going against that.
According to UberFact, the language of flowers is called floriography.
Yeah, that sounds right. True.
Culturally biased.
True.
Floriography? Really?
Yeah, I'm going true with this as well.
Really?
We have 2 minutes left, Corey.
I'm going to go true, but I think it should be Florioography.
True.
Yeah, it's true. The only reason I picked it is because it's literally my last name with Graffy behind it.
Great.
That's not too clever.
All right. Question number 9, please.
Of running backs with at least 10 targets, Chris Thompson leads them in yards per target.
It's you, Matt, so you know.
Yards per target. I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say true.
True.
False.
It is false. One player has a higher yards per target than Chris Thompson.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say something that's wrong. Tariq Cohen.
No.
Alvin Kamara.
No.
Andre Ellington.
No.
Alshon Jeffrey.
That's a good one.
Well, the question was of running back.
Oh, it was running back.
Also, Jeffrey's not switched positions.
I didn't realize it was running back. No. I apologize.
Apology accepted.
Carlos Hyde.
No.
Tevin Coleman.
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
James White.
No.
Thurman Thomas.
That's surprising.
Still doing this?
I will go with Buck Allen.
Good one.
No.
None of it said Todd Gurley or Kareem Hunt.
What's the answer?
Kareem Hunt.
There it was. There one more question to go. We'll figure it out on the Frenzy. We'll crown a champion. Yeah, I'm doing that. We'll be back. Frenzy. For Matt Modica, for Scott Engel, and for Corey Parson. My name is Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching. Good luck in week number 5. And have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you. Bye.